This is your WLAK Daily News Roundup for Lake Air, 107.5 FM and 1260 AM in Amory.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. More than 3 million people in Wisconsin have jobs. That's the most ever. The unemployment rate is just 2.9%. The Department of Workforce Development says conditions are good for workers who are looking for better pay and benefits. A 17-year-old boy is dead after being shot at a Milwaukee Juneteenth celebration last night. A 15-year-old boy was wounded. It happened as an event at a park was wrapping up early because of fights. A 17-year-old is accused of firing several shots into the crowd. He's under arrest. 130,000 people are expected to be living with Alzheimer's in Wisconsin next year. Abby Meisner is with the Alzheimer's Association. She says 40% of cases are linked to risk factors people can control.
Things like having too high of blood pressure or not enough physical activity, lack of exercise, things like that, getting good sleep, all of those things are so important.
New research shows changes can happen in the brain at least 20 years before a person is diagnosed. The Dane County clerk is warning other local election officials about an email he calls an intimidation tactic. The message tells clerks they may be committing election fraud if they send out the newest absentee ballot envelopes. Scott McDonald tells the State Journal it's not true. Thursday is the deadline for clerks to mail absentee ballots for the August primary. Social justice groups want social workers and not the police to respond to some emergency calls. Megan Rogers is with the Nonviolent Peace Force.
There are many, many times when a person is going through a severe mental health crisis that police are called and that person becomes criminalized and it's not given the full wraparound services and the appropriate response to what truly is a mental health issue.
The Madison Police Department, for one, has 6 full-time mental health officers and 2 in-house crisis workers. 2 people are dead after 4 vehicles crashed between Horicon and West Bend Wednesday. Dodge County Sheriff's investigators say a 17-year-old driver crossed the center line on Highway 33 and struck a pickup truck, which caused a chain reaction. An 84-year-old man and a 79-year-old woman were pronounced dead at the scene. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development has announced Wisconsin's employment numbers have hit a record high. According to data released by the United States Bureau of Labor Statistics, preliminary estimates for May 2024 show Wisconsin hit a record high employment of 3,048,000. The state's unemployment rate also stayed at about 2.9%, over a full percentage point lower than the national average. The labor force participation rate was also higher than the national average. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has announced it will provide $100,000 in grants to rural counties for hosting electronics recycling events. According to a press release, the DNR will give priority on the grant funding to counties that do not have a permanent collection site for the electronic items. Applications for the grant funding must be submitted by July 31st, and the events must be hosted between this September and December of 2025. The application is available online. A Duluth jury has found 22-year-old Sanusi Tamsir Bangura guilty of aiding and abetting second-degree murder in relation to an August drive-by shooting. According to court records, Bangura and his co-defendant Brandon Capone Williams-Gillard shot and killed Paris Allen and injured another man on West 2nd Street on August 2nd. Williams-Gillard was found guilty on the same charges in December, and he was sentenced to 40 years in prison. Bangura's sentencing date has not yet been scheduled. The Essentia Health Fitness Expo kicked off at the Duluth Entertainment Convention Center on Thursday. According to a WDIO report, the event features over 100 vendors from around the area with running apparel and athletic services and technology. The event also features Dakota Lindworm, an Olympian and 2-time champion of Grandma's Marathon, and Chris Nikic, a Guinness World Record holder. The Fitness Expo will be open until 8 p.m. on Friday, and more event information can be found online. Duluth City officials are crediting previous investments in infrastructure for minimizing the damage caused by flash flooding during this week's storms. According to a Northern News Now report, infrastructure improvements began about 12 years ago after Duluth was torn apart by catastrophic flash flooding. Those floods ended up causing about $100 million in damage, but after improvements to things like green infrastructure, this week's flooding only caused some minor damage to a few trails and parks. The Duluth Superior Area Community Foundation is looking for donations for their disaster relief fund. According to a Northern News Now report, the Northland nonprofit is raising funds to help residents in need after this week's severe storms and flash flooding. Funding from the donations will go towards things like infrastructure repair, community cleanups, temporary housing assistance, and mental health services. Donations can be made on the foundation's website, or a paper check can be mailed to their office. Two teenagers were arrested on Wednesday in relation to the alleged assault and robbery of a 75-year-old man in the Duluth Entertainment Convention Center parking lot. According to the Duluth Police Department, the robbery occurred on Monday afternoon around 4 p.m. and left the victim with some minor injuries for which he refused medical attention. Law enforcement authorities identified the teens allegedly involved on Monday, but did not take them into custody immediately as the investigation was ongoing. The Essentia Health Foundation has received a $125,000 donation to help area families affected by childhood cancer. The donation was made by AmSoil, Inc. through the creation of the Amatuzio Family AmSoil Fund, which will pay out the $125,000 donation over 5 years. The fund will provide financial assistance to families who are experiencing hardships due to their child's diagnosis and treatment requirements, hoping to lighten the burden on those vulnerable families. And that's what you need to know. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
The Brewers lose in San Diego. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. For a while there, it looked like the Brewers were going to pull one out in the ninth. Down 4-1 in the first, Milwaukee tied the game with Jake Bauer scoring from second and Rhys Hoskins at the plate on Bally Sports Wisconsin.
And Hoskins turns on one deep into left field, and it is over the head of Azokar. Bauer's is in, and Rhys Hoskins with a game-tying double.
But Brewers reliever Yoel Piamps gave up a walk-off home run to Jake Cronenworth with two outs in the bottom of the ninth, and the Padres went on to win 7-6 over the Crew. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
We did a lot of great things. Came up clutch there at the clutch time, Hoskins, and it's tough when you don't come out on top.
The four-game series continues through the weekend. Hockey, game six tonight in the Stanley Cup Finals. The Oilers, down 3-2 in the best of seven, will host the Panthers, who failed to clinch at home in Florida on Tuesday night. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Thinking about going to the movies this weekend? No big blockbusters open, but there are some solid films that have reviewed well that hit theaters. Poor Things alums Yorgos Lanthimos, Willem Dafoe, and Emma Stone team up for Kinds of Kindness, which is pulling a 78% on Rotten Tomatoes. The Bike Riders, starring Tom Hardy, Jodie Comer, and Austin Butler, is a crime drama about a biker gang and pulling an 86 on Rotten Tomatoes. More horror is on the way as well in The Exorcism, starring Russell Crowe. You can pretty much guess what it's about, but it's only netting about a 40% on Rotten Tomatoes. Not great, but probably not enough to deter horror fans. To me, the coolest film that opens this weekend is called Thelma, a story about a 70-year-old woman who gets phone scammed by someone pretending to be her grandson and is out for revenge. It's based on a true story that happened to the director's grandmother. Thelma is pulling a 99% on Rotten Tomatoes. Have fun at the movies. Here's a feel-good story. A family of fourth-degree black belts stopped a sexual assault outside Houston, Texas. The attack took place Tuesday as the family was closing up their dojo for the day and heard screams. They rushed next door and found a man assaulting a woman. The attack was over immediately. The attacker was only a yellow belt. The family subdued the man until police arrived. Nice story. Revenge is a dish best served from the stage if you're Taylor Swift. Scooter Braun, the man responsible for selling Swift's master recordings to a private equity group, got a special send-up from Swift during a recent concert. Entertainment Weekly reports that the 14-time Grammy winner performed a medley of I Forgot You Existed and This Is Why We Can't Have Nice Things, two songs written to diss Braun during a recent concert. The entire audience was in on the joke and, along with Swift, literally had the last laugh. Matt Damon and Ben Affleck are teaming up again for a new crime thriller called R.I.P. The duo's company, Artists Equity, will produce the film. The project is in the early stages and plot details are being kept on the down low. Artist Equity's first film was Air, which debuted in 2022. Both Affleck and Damon were part of the cast, with Damon as the main character. If you don't include the true star, a shoe. Justin Timberlake was released from police custody in the Hamptons following a drunk driving charge. The incident happened after Timberlake left a party at a friend's house and was pulled over by police. Timberlake was reportedly booked early Tuesday and kept overnight before being released without bail. Police said Timberlake failed to stop, was swerving and slurring his words, basically failing every aspect of the sobriety test. Timberlake says he only had one martini at a time. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Showers and storms possible today, a high near 72. Some of those storms could have heavy rain. We're talking an inch or two of rain possible today. Another inch or two possible tonight with showers and thunderstorms, a low of 67. For Saturday, scattered storms and a high near 77.
Right now, it's 62.
That's your WLAK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at lakeair.radio.